stage, by the way, we have an email address. It's talkabout@radiokerry.ie, and we would love to hear from you. Now, I'm delighted to welcome into studio Cora O'Brien and Billy Keane from Listowel. And Cora and Billy are very busy at the moment planning Dolly Day, which is coming up very soon. We've spoken about it a bit both on this programme and on the Kerry Today programme. It's edging ever closer, and they have some last minute, well, not quite last minute, but some important updates and advice for anybody out there who might like to get involved in it. Cora and Billy, welcome, first of all.
It's great to be here, Deirdre.
Lovely to see you both on a lovely day. Cora, I know that most of us at this stage know what Dolly Day is, but just for those who haven't a clue about it, remind us again what the whole idea is.
Okay, so it's basically, it's a fundraiser, and it's for Kerry Hospice Foundation and Comfort for Chemo. We chose both of those charities because every one of us on the committee has been impacted in some way, maybe by losing a loved one to cancer or by a friend or family member going through therapy. So that's why we chose both those charities. They're absolutely fantastic charities. I've had first-hand experience myself of the care that the hospice give, and Dr. Patricia Sheehan and her team and all the staff up there are absolutely outstanding. I couldn't speak highly enough of them. So that's the reason behind why we're doing it for these two charities. So it's a charity event. And then what Dolly Day is we are asking everybody for one day to dress up as Dolly Parton. This is going to be to set a Guinness World Record. We broke a Guinness World Record before in Listowel, so this time we are setting out to set one. And basically what that means is you just look up a photo of Dolly Parton, you recreate her outfit. It's really, really simple. You can get an outfit from a charity shop. Everybody has a pair of jeans at home. Jeans, white shirt, jeans, red shirt. Some people have said, you know, the shoes are a bit of an issue. They're not really. For any man that's out there that wants to do this, he basically just gets a pair of Chelsea boots and blings them up, because Dolly is all about bling. So the more bling you can add to yourself, the more Dolly you are.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. So, Billy, will you be dressing up as Dolly Parton on the day?
I'm MC, and they want me to dress as a nun, so I look different. So you'll have all these men and women dressed up as Dolly Parton with all her accoutrements, and me dressed as a nun. Can we change your mind about that?
Well, you could be Kenny Rogers, maybe.
I'd kind of like to dress up as Dolly in a way, because what am I going to say here? Because I'd be feel as if I was different. A lot of men aren't doing it, you know. Some of the men are a bit shy about doing it. And I say, don't worry too much. Like, you don't have to have surgery or anything. All you need to do is blow up a couple of balloons, put on a white shirt, a jeans, and stick a few stickers. You know, those little stickers the kids get. Stick a few bits of those onto the shoes. Or else, as you can go dressed in
dressing gown.
A dressing gown. Mm-hmm. Because Dolly is dressed in one of those, which was unusual for Dolly, because usually she'd have loads of clothes on, well, over most of her. But she has the dressing gown. So the men can go in a dressing gown. They don't even have to get shoes.
Why, is she famous for wearing dressing gowns?
No, but we have a photograph of her, Deirdre.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Once we have, you see, the Guinness Book of Records have rules. Now, they've made it fairly easy for people, really. But one of the photographs is she's wearing a dressing gown. So that gets us in then. Because she's wearing a dressing gown, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And sorry, Corey, you were going to say something there.
I was going to say, so when you register, so you can register on Eventbrite, and this week, because it's been so busy, Finesse Bridalwear have kindly decided to sell the wigs out of their shop on Church Street in Listowel. So you can pop into the girls in Finesse and they can register you. And when you register, you get the wig. So we have two different styles of wigs, and you can pick whichever wig you want to match your outfit. So it's really, really easy. Like I say, a pair of jeans and shirt, your hat, your wig, you're sorted.
Yeah, and your and your cowboy boots with
your
a bit of
cowboy lame. Boots, yeah. Bit of lipstick and away you go.
Yeah. What are the wigs like?
They're lovely. They're kind of long, curly, and then there's one that's kind of a little bit straight as well. Dolly herself, I believe, has over 600 wigs. So we just chose two styles, and they're the ones that we're going with.
Yeah. And of course, Billy, she came to Kerry famously once. She did.
Was back in parties. Yeah, party O'Shea's.
This is a great old pal of yours.
A great pal of mine, yeah. I was in the palace, not Buckingham, but the pub in Dublin.
Where we all go before matches.
With Paddy one time, we were in the snug because Paddy would be idle, so he'd be put in there for peace and quiet. And the next thing, the phone rang and he says, "Hello, is that you, Dolly?" Right. And he went out to talk to her. No, I don't know if it was Dolly or not. Paddy was almost as big a rogue as I am, but I believe it was. So he kept in touch with her and they were friends. It was great. We couldn't get her this time, but we got her manager.
Yeah, I think her manager was on with Jerry last week.
He was brilliant, yeah, and he has connections with West Limerick a lot. And she gave us $10,000 as well of a free $10,000 of a holiday in Dollywood in her own personal touring bus, and we're auctioning that on the 27th core, isn't it?
Yeah, the 27th.
Yeah, Shepherd's daughter, he's the auctioneer. I think he was on with you before. He auctioned Johnny Sexton's boots and a couple of other things for us, like Vicky Phelan's famous painting as well. So it's the big idea is to have great fun, great sport. And there's a big thing about Dolly as well, is that, like, she's not just a pretty face, she's an incredible woman. You know, her achievements with literacy, I think she made it okay for women to be smart and sexy at the same time. And she overcame all the prejudice against herself and turned into, and always was, incredible songwriter, brilliant woman, someone you could look up to, you know, as a genuine hero or heroine, wherever you're from, whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah, very well said, Billy, actually.
Yeah.
So, Cora, have you any idea how many people have registered at this stage?
Well, we have close to 1,000. The record that we need to set is 250.
Has someone done this before?
No. Okay. This is a first time to set this record. So, we're really excited about it. And so are Guinness, really. They're behind us 100%, you know, and they are encouraging
us. It's no wonder they would. We had to pay them a big lump of money.
Right, okay,
we had to give them a load of money to get to get permission to do the record.
Yeah. Okay.
When we did the Nuns, it was free, but this time, but luckily enough, the publicans in Listowel came up with a good bit of it.
Yeah.
And that covered what we had to pay them. But they have been very supportive,
yeah,
in fairness.
Very supportive.
So 1,000 have registered?
So about 1,000 have registered at the moment, but we still have wigs left and we want to sell the wigs. So the important thing is register. You're going to get your wig when you register. And like I said, you can do it on Eventbrite. So if you look up Eventbrite, our Facebook, our Instagram pages, Dolly Day, KY, you'll get all the information there. We'll give you suggested outfits, you know, that you can wear. Equally, you can go online, find an image of Dolly Parton, print off that picture or have it on your phone and dress up the same as that and you're in. You know.
Okay. And how do they count it? Count the dollies on the day?
Yeah. So we'll have an independent adjudicator that will be there watching everything.
On behalf of the world records.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be done through wristbands. So everybody will get a wristband and that's how you're counted. And the entire event has to be photographed and filmed. So we send all that information then to Guinness. And then in about 12 weeks' time, then they tell us whether we've achieved it or not.
Okay. So where is everyone going to be gathered?
So everyone is going to be gathered at the Emmett's Pitch. The gates open at 4 o'clock, and we encourage everybody to get there at 4 o'clock because we've entertainment on the day. We'll have line dancing. We've a DJ. It'll be great fun. Our president of Dollywood, Eugene Nocton, will be there. And the count then will be at 6:30, and we're hoping that everybody will be out of the pitch by 7:30. And then later on that night, every pub, I think, in Listowel is going to have some form of music or country western music or entertainment
in
of some sort.
Keeping with the theme.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Billy, when you did the similar one for Nuns, Nun Day, I believe there was fellas going around Listowel at 11 o'clock that night, you know, in pubs, still in the full habit and headgear.
Oh, they kept it on. It was very unusual, you know, because without being too personal, if you went into the gents' toilet, you could see all these nuns doing their bit of business. So it was really strange, strange times. And but the whole thing is fun too, you know. But when you think about it, they're incredible charities. You know, we've all been touched. And, you know, particularly my own mum and dad, who both died from cancer and were looked after brilliantly. You know, Comfort for Chemo have incredible staff, but third world facilities. There's a 17 million euro grant being given virtually for, you know, for better chemo services. But our thing was we might be able to help with the fit out a bit, you know, comfortable chairs, TVs, that kind of thing, because when you're undergoing chemo, you need everything to be as nice as possible for yourself.
Yeah, and a bit of distraction.
It is, and just make it comfortable, because what people go through is a lot. And we're so lucky to have the incredible staff and the people that run this, and the hospice. I mean, you talk about heroes, but sure, those people are, they're beyond, it's beyond the job. It's a vocation for them. Like, it's just something they do. And you can imagine how much it takes out of them personally. But they're there. So we need to back them up, as well as our patients, you know, who are battling against serious illness.
And have you set yourselves any particular target about how much you hope to raise?
We can sell the wigs, we'll be a lot happier.
Because we haven't really, because we're also getting donations, like people that aren't able to make it on the day. So we're, the sky's the limit. We're, you know, we've no set target. We'll be happy for any donation, no matter how big, no matter how small. We're very, very grateful. Like, this is all for the charities. It's for us giving back, and that's why we're doing it.
Okay. So this is a kind of a shout out to people. There's still time to register.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get onto Eventbrite.
You can go to Finesse. It was actually Mags Horgan in Finesse who came up with the crazy idea of Dolly Day, which is a brilliant idea. There's times when we say, why didn't you keep your mouth shut? But we're having such fun.
Yeah.
We're having such fun doing it, and we're going to have a fantastic day out as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we also, Joan Flavin has given us her shop on Church Street. We've been there the last few Saturdays. So we're there again this Saturday from 12 to 4, as well as in Finesse, you know, and they're open from 10:30 to 5:30 Tuesday to Saturday as well. So there's no excuse for not getting your wig, because if it's kind of like what happened in Nunday, we ran out of habits and people were very disappointed that they missed the day. So this time we're just saying, come on, get your wig now. Don't be disappointed. We still have plenty of them there, so come on and register.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Listen, we leave it there. Well done, everyone in Listowel, yourselves in particular. I know you've put your heart and soul into this, and I know it's a cause close to everyone's heart. And yours in particular, Billy. I hope it's a massive success, and we'll see you all in Listowel on the day.
Great.
We look forward to seeing you, Deirdre.
Yeah, with your wig.
With my wig. And my other assets. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, big thanks to Cora O'Brien and Billy Keane from Dolly Day in Listowel. That is going to be one hell of a great day, folks. Why not get involved? Get onto Eventbrite, register yourself, and most of all, turn up and help them with that record. We'll take a break.